Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
I'm in the studio with Shelley Stockton, Classical Conversations academic team advisor. She's been helping a lot of the folks who help you over the years. And we've been conversing about all kinds of things homeschooling.
Be on your knees a lot and pray and ask the Lord for direction. There's a lot of support out there. Just trust the Lord.
You're absolutely right. Homeschooling is a good fit for some and others rebel against it. Some kids are easily persuaded to obey and others are strong-willed. There's just all kinds of children. But this is one thing I think is universal, and I want to see if you agree with it or not. I am so much more changed and love the Lord in such better, deeper ways than I ever would have if I had had my focus on something other than the children he gave me.
Yes, absolutely. It's sanctifying. It certainly is. And I had a friend recently just, you know, tearfully ask me, oh, you're going to homeschool your grandson? And I said, absolutely not. I said, I would not steal that from my daughter, that pain, that inconvenience, that joy of being sanctified by learning to sit down every day and do what our culture says is inconvenient and not fun, which is love your kids, teach your kids, learn alongside your kids, and learn to love God with your children.
Thank you, Shelley.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. The classical education model has produced some of the greatest minds in human history, from Aristotle and Augustine to Shakespeare and C.S. Lewis. How can you apply this model to your homeschool? To learn more about classical Christian community, visit classicalconversations.com. That's classicalconversations.com.